Okay, here we go. So today is the, if you didn't cancel this on me yet, today is Gvura Shebenetzach. I shaykh to Moshe Rabbeini and Yitzchak Avinu. And so we know that we're in the Zman now of Sfiras Omer. So just B'derech HaKdama, we know the Avodah of Sfiras Omer is very clear. It's like you don't have to be such a chacham. It's in Halacha. Time of Velas because of the Inyan of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. We spoke about yesterday at Shal Shittis. So that's why we had in this week's past Parsha for us, and this Parsha coming up in America, in Chutz Arts, it's Parsha Kedoshim. Right? The famous Pasuk of Ahav L'Recha Kamocha. So we see already that it's not stam, it's not just for no reason, that comes up in the middle of Sfiras Omer. To remind you that the Avod is Ahav L'Recha Kamocha. Okay? So we'll let the Maor V'Shemesh, Schus again, speak for himself. Just a little background of who was the Maor V'Shemesh. So his name was Kalonimus Kalmus Shapiro. Right? You've heard of the Eish Kodesh? Right, the Pizetzner. So Pizetzner's name is also Kalonimus Kalmus. So I believe that he was like the great-grandfather of the Eish Kodesh. Right? And he was of all the Talmidim of the Noam HaMelech. Everyone here has heard of the Noam HaMelech, yeah? Of all Talmidim of the Rebbe Rav Melech, who was like the Tzadik of Tzadikim, his Talmud Muvok was the Maor V'Shemesh. So Svarim say, I asked Moshe Weinberger, when I was first getting close to him, I asked him, Rebbe, what Hasidic Sefer should I start with? He said Maor V'Shemesh. It said that Maor V'Shemesh was like the Shulchan Aruch of Chassidus. Like it's the Hakdama to every, has everything in it. Okay, Chaver, here we go. This is the first Torah in Parshas Kedoshim from the Maor V'Shemesh. Chaver, you learn this Torah, it's so sweet. It's so sweet. Okay, see you inside? You want to sit over here? You want to look on with me? Chaver, this is Yaakov Moshe. Not Stami, Yaakov Moshe over here. Here we go. Ready? So the first Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, so like this. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor Daber El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Marta Lehem Kiddushim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Lekechem. Okay, so let's see what he says. So, Perish Rashi Milamed Shenemra Parsha Zu Behakel. Right? Mipnei Sherov Gufei Torah Tzulim Ba. So Rashi says the first, he says this Parsha of Kiddushim was said in Hakel, everyone was gathered together. Why? Mipnei Sherov Gufei Torah Tzulim Ba. Because the majority of like the essence, the guf of the Torah is dependent on this Parsha. Kiddushim tiyu have prushim. So what does it mean? So when Rashi says, what does kiddushim tiyu mean? It's prushim min arayos. Right? You have to separate yourself from arayos. V'divrei Rashi trichim bir. It has to be explained. What does Rashi mean? Ma'amalam denu bazesha parsha zu never bahakel. So A, what does it mean that this parsha of kiddushim said with everyone gathered together? Right? Why do you need all of Klal Yisrael together? And viva od mistama kol mitzvos hanuagas b'klal Yisrael never bahakel. I mean, wait, why specifically kiddushim? We always see like Vayakel Moshe, right? So many times all of Klal Yisrael is gathered. Why is Rashi specifically pointing out by Kiddushim to you, right, that it's specifically that? Have you ready? Venira bezeh dineh Rambam kasav behilchos deos perek vav halach aleph im isha Yisraeli dar be'ezen makom sheish bo deos ra'us umanhigim lo tovim. So the Rambam says that if a person lives, flip the page, right? If a person lives in a place that it's deos raos, that's like bad knowledge there, umanhigim lo tovim, and it's bad leaders, that the leaders are not good people. Tzarech livroch min hamakom ahu, you have to run away from that place. V'tzarech leilech min makom lemakom umedina lemedina, right? You have to go from place to place, and to go to a different city. Yeah? Ad sheyevo lemakom Torah, until you come to the place of makom Torah, v'deos yisharos, and like good, like, good deos, right? Good knowledge. Umanhigim tovim and good leaders, sham yikba makom menuchaso. That's where you have to set your place. So you see the Rambam says what? That you can't live in America. Okay, alright? Kidding, don't look at it. Right? He says you can't live in places that are run by bad people. You have to live in a good community. Right? And let's say you don't find this place, you don't find a good place to live around good people. Tzarech liz bodeid. This is a Rambam chevra. Tzarech liz bodeid bimin baros uveyaros. You have to seclude yourself in deserts and what's yar? And what yar mean?
Forest.
Right, forest. Kadesh yivrach mideos roos ma'anshe rasha. Right, so that you get away from bad people. Right, so the Rambam says that what if you can't find a good place to live, then go by yourself. You have to be far away from these bad people. The truth is, yeah, a person does have to run to forest. A person has to run away from where hamonam means where everyone is. Right? To be saved from bad people and bad actions. Ah, Zos eno moil ela li natsa min hadvarm hamakven vodas Hashem yitzbarach. But he points out that what? But this is only going to help you what? It's not going to help you to grow. It's going to help you to not fall. Right? Yeah? I mean, you're staying away from bad things. But again, there's sumer rav ase tov. So fine, you got the sumer rav, but where's the ase tov? Right? How do you do the good? Aval hasid ha-kedusha hel yona. However, this is, put your sivots on, this is mamish, the next 40 lines here are mamish gold. Right? Ah. Where are we? Aval hasid ha-kedusha hel yona. To get real kedusha, the high kedusha, eino zocha ad shiyedabek atzmo el anshe Hashem ovde Hashem be'emes. Until you have a dvekas, until you connect yourself to ovde Hashem, people who are trying to serve Hashem. For example, the chevra we have here in the Beis Medrash, right? A good chevra, that's people who are trying to grow, and ovde Hashem be'emes, really striving to grow with Hashem. Ulishtatef imam yachad ba'avod haraba, and to connect with them, shtatef, come in a partnership with them. Hein betfila, whether it's in tefila. The hein b'limud Torah, right, or learning together. The ikar hamitzvah hakol yeh b'knisiyah yachad. The ikar is that what? It's everyone comes together. Yachad in mevakshe Hashem. With people, you have to, it's not just stam people, mevakshe Hashem. Right, in yeshiva here, it's not reality, not mitzad. People are wrong to say it's not reality. It's not reality mitzad that everyone here is like different. Right, so it's like all different. You have, within one base measure, you have 1,000 different people, which is beautiful. But one day you're going to want to live in a community. Right? You're going to live in a community. You're going to live in a community that what? That people like yourself. Not just that this guy's this. You're going to have people who are growing together. Mevakshe Hashem. People longing. That's why is it called? It's called a Beis Medrash. Right? What does Doresh mean?
Drasha.
Drasha means that, to like learn out a Drasha. But it also means what? Doresh means to chase after something. If you're in love with someone, you're Doresh them. You chase after them. So Beis Medrash, what Reuven says, Beis Medrash is a place of Beis Midrash, where you're Doresh Hashem. You're running after Hashem. Right? It's Mevakesh Hashem. And only when you're with the kal, when everyone's together, right? When you're doing it in Klal Yisrael, only then can you get the kedusha. And the more people you have coming together, right? The more people you have, it's not just that you have people. More people longing to Hashem, people who are on the same page. That's why it's so important to mechazik each other. Because if you want to become the top guy by being better than him, let's say, you're not getting anywhere. You're going to become better by what? Being mechazek him and him and him and him. That's how it works. You're going to become better by being mechazek everyone else around you. It's not a challenge. Right? It's not a who can be the best guy. Right? It's about, as long as we all grow together, that's how the kedusha of Hashem comes upon us. Kemosh amru chachmei mishnah, v'fi rov hakal kach hin mevarchin. Right? It says in Gemara Brachos, according to the people that are there, the more bracha that comes. Ki l'fi rov hakahal kein masigim hakedusha al yona. Because according to when the chevra is together, right, when people are growing together, then what, you know what Hashem says? Hashem sends down all his kedusha upon us. She berov am, you heard this concept before? Berov am hajas melech. Right, when there's a big am together, hajas melech, the hadar, the beauty of the melech is revealed. Aval im ha'adam yirtze lifrosh atzmo min ha'tzibor. A person wants to say, you know what, I just want to be my own person. I want to separate from the tzibor. Ulis bodet atzmo lis pal b'yachid. And I just want to go, I want to do my own thing. I want to live in the forest. Right? Again, sometimes if, let's say, you need to make your own minyan on Rosh Chodesh, it's not because you're separating. It's just like sometimes there's tefillah and there's tefillah, you know? There's like mevakshe Hashem, and then there's like, There's different parts to it. If it's just some that I just want to separate, it's good here, but I just want to be my own person, you're not going to go so far. Ol asum ikar avodas Hashem hanase b'knisa yachad. Where aval ima adam yirtz lefrosh atzmo min ha'tzibor lesbodei atzmo lespal b'yachid. First one say, you know, I just want to separate myself and do my own thing. Ol asum ikar avodas Hashem hanase b'knisa yachad bilti efshar shi'asa kedusha aliona. You're not going to be able to get the kedusha aliona without doing it with the kal. V'lo od ela, not just that, shi'uchal limtos chalila. Right, you could fall off and lean off. May rov gufei Torah imis bodin atzma yivirfrosh minetzibor. By separating yourself and saying, you know what, Ach Yisrael isn't for me, you're not fulfilling the rov of the Torah. Kimoshi isba Gemara, it says in the Gemara in Tainis, al pasuk cherev al habadim. Right, it says a cherev al habadim. I think that people who learn like on their own, it's a cherev that comes upon them. Right, I believe. Because you can't survive if you're doing it on your own. There's only one person who's called the Levado. Who's that? That's the Borei Olam. Echad Yachin Miuchad. Hashem could do it on his own, but we can't do it on our own. Right? V'zehu Echad Yachid. She'eno efshar l'shum nivra l'yos b'yachid el Borei Yisbarach Shmo. Only Hashem. Hashem's the only one who's perfect at being by himself. Shu echad yachad miyuchad, right? He's echad, he's yachad miyuchad. He's the most unique, he's the most separate. So that's why the Iker is what? Chaver, you're building for the rest of your lives, you're building your chaver. Believe me, that, okay, listen, you're friends with people in high school, beautiful, friends with people in different places. You're building your chaver now, with Ovdei Hashem. This is who you're going to, okay, I mean, if you guys are Mikhaim, what you're learning Pirkei Avos, right? You want your chaver to be Ovdei Hashem. Why? Because how many people do we know? I was talking to a guy last week who told me, Mamish, that he was a strong guy. In the year, he had an amazing year. Went home. By the end of the summer, he was doing all the bad things that all his friends were doing who didn't go to Israel for the year. Why? Because it depends on who you connect yourself with. So one of the biggest messages during the time of Sfira, when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, because they weren't Nal Kavod Zebazeh, so it's not to say that, oh, look, Torah doesn't bring out good midos. So what? Say that, no. Torah comes with midos. That's why, what do we say? Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Right, that the chevra you want to be with, what? But there's an ahava between each other. That you guys are growing together. That we're trying, that it says that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, lo nagu kavod zebazeh, the tefillah tzadik b'zeh, that they didn't share their Torah with each other. I mean, you would think of a chiddush, and you could have been mechazik everyone, but you say, you know what? I want this to be myself. I want to be the all-star here. He says, that's the whole pagam. Who it is that? Well, we have to build a kesher here. We have to build chevra here. Alright? And what to anything we're doing, to have an achdus with each other. Because why? It's not just that achdus is a nice thing. In order to get kedusha from... How do you get kedusha? How do you mekadosh yourself? So kedusha isn't a thing... kedusha is a thing that's given to you. It's a matana from Hashem. How do you get that? With achdus Yisrael, that's what he's telling us here. When there's achdus in Klal Yisrael, when we're doing things as a chevra, right? Then one, the kedusha comes upon us. And now here's how he reads the pasuk. Listen, chevra. V'zehu perish ha-pasuk. This is what the pasuk means. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Daber kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to all of Klal Yisrael. Uperish Rashi melamed shenem parshazu bekala. Kedoshim was said with everyone together. Perish parshazu shal kedoshim to you. This parsha of kedoshim to you, which means that what? That becoming kadosh, the ability to become kadosh. How? Be'akal. Haynu she'ef shal adam she'iske el kedusha el imkain she'ye b'knisa yachne makal b'oras Hashem. That kedoshim to you comes how? With the kal together. But if you're not with the kal, if you're not in achlus with Yisrael, if you're not doing things, if you're not saying l'shem yichud b'shem kol Yisrael every day, then you're not getting to kedusha. You're not tapping into kedusha. Nei sharov gufei Torah tulim ba tainu tefila b'tzibur domain. Right, everything we do tefila. You can't just daven on your own. Tefila b'tzibur. Right, learning. You can't compare learning in the base medrash to learning at home. No, you can't compare that learning by yourself to learning with a kol Torah. No. Honestly, it's mechazik you. And that's because there's kedusha there, right? For example, you can't say baruch hu, you can't say kadosh, 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 kedusha, unless you have what? Unless you have a minion. Unless you have 10 people together. Right? Like I remember heard from a long time, someone said, if you, that's, name 9 gedolim right now. Okay, let's go. Okay, we got Rav Matel Zilber, Rav Rubenstein, new name of gadol. Who?
Everybody,
that are alive today. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Moshe Weinberger, Rav Neventhal, Rav Tvorsky, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Rav Shechter, and one more? Who's got it? Oh, Rav Avram Shor. Fine, Rav Avram Shor. So we have 9 Gedolim, yeah? Hey, nah, we already have 9. Can't get any more, yeah? Rav David Roth, he'll be the closer, right? Relief pitcher. You only have 9 starters, right? So, yeah, so if you take these 9 tzaddikim and put them in a room together, yeah, they're davening together to get up to Baruch Hu. Yes or no?
Yeah, we can't do the
thing. What about if they get up to Kedusha? What? There's 9 tzaddikim. No, they can't say it?
No.
What about if you take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, take us 6, and you take Hershey, and you take Daniel, and you take Zechariah Moshe, and you take Yomo. Yeah, we have 10 people. Oh, Yomo's a tzaddik, so sorry. You take Yeshunasin, yeah? You have 10 people right there. Can we say Kedusha?
Yeah.
Say Kedusha? Oh. Why? Are we better than Chaim Kanievsky? Are we better than Rav Matel Zilber? Yeah, we are, because we have a tzibur. It's the what? When there's a tzibur together, now you can bring down Kedusha. It's a wild thing to think about, right? It's a wild thing to think about. Yeah? It's a pretty good all-star team, no? That's too deep, right? The Gamar, the Haim Tfilas Tzibur of the man. The Gamar Omer HaKasav Kedushin Tiyu. Then what is Kedushin Tiyu? Rash says, Have a Prushin, you should be separate. Hold on. Be separate? Didn't we just say that Kedushin Tiyu comes through what? Through Achdus. So what's going on, right? Perush, she parsha zu nitztavu yisal dios kedoshim. This parsha is telling us you have to be kadosh. The yuchal adam litos. Maybe a person could make a mistake and think that what? She perushu kedoshim tiyu dahainu sheim yisbodeit atzmo yivirush atzmo minatibor yiskel kedusha. That what if I separate myself totally? Again, the person has to have his bodeit every day. You have to have a long time. But if I just separate myself totally and have nothing to do with the kal, then maybe I'll be a kadosh, right? What does it say? That's why Rashi thought about it. Uperish kodem lazeh. Before he said kedushin tiyu, what did he first say? Melamed sheparsha zu of kedushin tiyu nemra ba'kal. Tanu she'enil zochel kedusha ela ba'kal. Atzmo matzibur makshem. The only way you're going to be zochel to kedusha is not by separating yourself, by dafka with the chever together, with the kal. Ava mashin itzdavu li sham min advarim hamakim avodas Hashem lazet tov is bordus. But then the things that what that take us away from avodas Hashem, things that separate that remove us and lead us to ra, that you should separate yourself from. But first, before that comes what? Know that you want to be kadosh, comes with achdus Yisrael, comes with being part of the kal. Aval lazem edayik Rashi milami sheparsha zu shal kedushim nemra ba'kal zu dafka. To remind us that what? That a person wants to become kadosh, how? It's by being part of the kal. It's by doing his deed, being mechazik the kal. V'zehu she'isav medrash rabba. That's why it says in the medrash rabba. Right? The pasuk says, kidoshim tiyu. So it says, Hashem says, yachol kamoni. You would think that what? You could be like me. You could be kadosh like me, Hashem says. Talmud lomar ki kadosh ani. Kedushasi l'malam mikedushaschem. That my kedusha is above your kedusha. What does that mean? Perush yachol kamoni. That a person might think she'adam yirtzel is bodeh liyos biachid. Just I'll be alone my whole life. I'll go live in a forest. I'll become holy like Hashem. Right? V'yispor she'ay dezeh yase kedusha liyon. And that's how I'll become a big kadosh. Tam lomar ki kadosh ani. No, it says what? Ki kadosh ani. Kedushasi l'malam mikedushaschem. That my kedusha is above yours. She'ein ze ela ba'bori baruchu levado. Shu yachin miuchad. That only for Hashem, he could be the kodesh kedushim by being alone. Aval ima adam. But if a person, yirtza lahamshich alav kedusha sabori baruchu, if a person wants to bring upon himself the kedusha of Hashem, e efshar ela da'akal. Yachi la'avdo shchem echad. Only when he's gathered with everyone else.
So what about in Poland, they told us the story about this rabbi, especially this Rav, who just like dipped from his community and like went to live in like...
the Kotzke.
Yeah.
So again, there's different tzaddikim. For a tzaddik, but his whole life, he didn't just become like that. And even so, there's a lot of stories with that, but like a lot of his tzaddikim left. Because they didn't have... But the tzaddik himself, he went to a different world, right? But that's not our avodah, we're not the tzaddikim, right? Tzaddikim sometimes get to such madrigos that like they're like not shy after this world anymore, right? We're talking about for the hamonam like ourselves. Is that like what, this is what exactly he's telling you? Unless you're a kadosh elyon, for you that's not your avoda. Just separate yourself. Again, a person 100% you need his avoda every day. You have to have alone time for sure. You have to find yourself. But they just want to make yourself part of the kal. That's the nekuda. Is when we take our kochs and put together, it brings kedusha. However, you have to always think about the nekuda primis. This is a shor shadavar. Is that what's the goal? Is the goal for me just to be the top guy? What do I gain from that? Nothing. You know what I gain from that? When I go up to Shemayim, they say, "Oh, you're top guy." Bang! I'm better than you. You know, Rishon Rechai, he's better than you. So what'd you gain? You gain nothing. Again, for sure, not telling you not to become the best that you could be, for sure. But saying, don't make that into a challenge to be better than everyone else. To know that my Kedusha and my Hatzlacha comes from what? From Dafka being part of everyone else. And this is the whole Pagam that Talmid Rebbe Kiva. Is that they said, no, I have to be better than you. And that one said, I have to be better than you. They didn't share it with each other. But this is the whole thing that we're fixing during these days. To realize that you have to realize that you're shaykh to fixing this. You have to realize that. Do you have any relatives or family members who aren't religious? Any family members aren't religious? We all have family members that aren't religious, right? Where are they getting their chiyas from? Where are they getting their life support from, that they're still alive? You know how? It's because they're connected to you. For all you know, the pipes that Hashem sends down, that of chiyas here, that why should Hashem give this person life? Oh, he's connected to Eitan, who's learning Torah? Psh, wow. Do you realize that? That we're holding up the world. We're holding up people in our community, literally. Rav Nachman says that in Nishtachas Nefesh. But where do you get that kedusha from? That kedusha comes from being part of the kal. How many people do you know when they see chaver learning together, they get so impressed by it? Like, wow, amazing. Chaver, this is what it's about. This is what these days are about. It doesn't mean you have to be a guy who's just part of, you know, as a chaver man. It means that what? Learning the base measures, realizing that what? I'm part of something. to realize that you're proud to be part of Team Klal Yisrael. It's a team that not so many people want to be on anymore. And chaver, this is the whole inyan of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This is the whole inyan of Lag Bomer. I said a couple of Ramazim from yesterday, is that if you take the Rashi Tevos, the five Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, so five Tamid Rabbi Akiva, that after he lost 24,000, he had five new ones. Who were they? It was Shimon, Nehemiah, Elazar, Yehuda, and Meir. So if you take the first letters of Shimon is Shin, or Sin, right? Here, Sin letter. Yeah? Nun, Nehemiah is Nun. Yeah? Elazar is Aleph. Yehuda is Yud, and Meir is Mem. What does it spell? Sin, Nun, Aleph, Yud, Mem. Sonim. Hatred. It says they came to fix that hatred. And to make it what? To make it into Hava. That's how you take the Gematria. Sonim is Gematria 401. It's Gematria exactly Yom Lag Ba'Omer. Yom Lag Ba'Omer is all about taking that sin and turning it over. Right? Making it into Hava. And that's why I just stopped here, Remez. Take Gematria of Shimon Bar Yochai. It's Gematria 702. We say in a hafta, we say in the first parak of Shema every day. Say we have to eat Shema Kecha b'chol avavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol medeka. So B'nai Sasker springs down. You need a hava b'chol lev, right? A hava b'chol lev, a hava b'chol nefesh, and a hava b'chol ma'od. It means you need a real hava, right? So if you take the gematria, you have a hava b'chol lev, a hava b'chol nefesh, a hava b'chol ma'od. It's gematria 702. Gematria exactly Shimon Bar Yochai. At Rashbi's whole matzias is all about a hava. That's a whole nekuda of what he's about. And one more remez, I didn't say this yesterday, so this is a new one for you. That if you take, we say that the days of Sfiras Omer, if you say the L'Shem Yichud, it's K'dei L'Tareinu Mikliposeinu. Everything about these days is all about Tara. For example, if you look for a Nida, right, Nida, how many days does she need to count before going to the mikvah? 7 days. 7 days Midaraisa. So the Zohar brings down, those 7 days correspond to 7 weeks of Sfiras Omer. 7 weeks of Sfiras Omer is 7 weeks of purifying ourselves, and then the result brings down the biggest mikvah of the entire year is on Shavuos, and that's the mikvah, and then we have Yich with Hashem, right? So whole nekud these weeks is Tara. So we say on Shabbos, we say what v'taher libenu la'avdecha be'emes, right? Say v'tar libenu Hashem, let's v'tar ourselves to serve you be'emes, and we say in davening karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol asher yikru be'emes, right? So the whole nekuda Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said about his chevra was very close. They were very close together. He said, we're a different derech. You know what our derech is, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his chevra? He says, our derech is Anan b'chavivusa talia milsa. It says, us, Anan b'chavivusa, with a hava, right? With friendship, talia milsa. This is what it's dependent on that. With what an hava for each other. So if you take, what are the Rashi Tevos of Anan is Aleph, right? B'chavivusa is Bez. Talia is tough. Milsa is mem. What does it spell? Mix it up. Be'emes. V'taher libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Mitaras to serve you how? Be'emes. Rosh Tevos, anan b'chavivusa talia milsa. That the whole goal to come to Bant Torah is that what? We show Hashem, I'm not just being kabbal this as my own. I'm coming in with my chevra. That's why, what's the last stop before we come to Bant Torah? What do we say? V'yichan sham yisa neged ahar. Right? We were mamish one with each other. We had an achdus with each other. That's the work these days. To realize what? Kedusha. Kedusha comes through what? Through being part of the Kaal. That's why, do you guys say the Shem Yichud every day? If you look in anything you do, right? Before you put on tefillin, what do you say? How does it go? It goes, L'Shem Yichud, Kutcher Brechu Shchinte, B'tchidu Rechimu, L'yachet Shem Yudke Bavke, B'yichud Shlim. B'shem Kol Yisrael. That's the ikr. The ikr is, you gotta start saying it. It's B'shem Kol Yisrael. It doesn't mean B'shem Kol Yisrael. But everything I'm doing, I'm connecting myself to Kol Yisrael. B'shem Kol Yisrael. This is what it's about. That's why we're coming up to Mamash awesome days. Lag Bomer. It's Givaldik. Lag Bomer. Hopefully we'll all be in your own. You're gonna see every type of Jew is gonna be there. It's the biggest achdus. Dafka by Rashbi, because Rashbi's whole Matzias was about this. So we should take the words of Or Meshamesh, bring it into our lives, and have a real achdus, and keep spreading that. B'zilchad that day of the Gula Shleim, B'siyat Nishmaya.